Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Hanel Abbas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
Yuma Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the Braisa on Nun Amid Beis, which says, Chomer Bazevach Mi Betmura, Shehazevach Noig B'Yochid U'Betzibur, V'Doiches HaShabbos V'Es HaTumah, Masha'en Kein Bari Korban Tumura. The Gemara wanted to know what type of korban is this that is doicha Shabbos and Tumah, yet it's still oisa Tumura. Originally, the Gemara wanted to say it's talking about the parakoyin gadol, and then we would have a right from here that by the parakoyin gadol one can do Tumura. On that, Rav Sheshis was madchik, notes talking about Eloi shel Aroin, the Isle of Aroin was a korban yochid, and therefore was oisa Tumura, yet it was still doicha Shabbos v'esa Tumah. Now the Gemara here in Daf Nun Aleph is asking, why didn't Rav Sheshis say that the Braisa is talking about a Korban Pesach? A Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos and Tumah, and still Tosis Tzmura because it's a Korban Yochid. Tosis explains it would be better to say the Braisa is talking about a Korban Pesach because the Braisa uses the Lashon of Zevach, and we find the Korban Pesach is called a Zevach, the Pasuk says Zevach Pesach, as opposed to a Chatos, which the Gemara originally wanted to say, we're talking about the Parakoyin Gadol, which is a Chatos, or the Eloi Shel Aroin, which is an Eila. We don't find the Lashon Zevach used by a Chatas or an Oila. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. On that, the Gemara answers, Kosovar ein sheichten a Pesach al ha-yochid. Rashi explains, this is Shitas Reb Yehuda in Psachim Tzadik Aleph, that learns from the Pasuk, Leisucha lizbeach es ha-Pesach ba'achad sharecha. The Pashtus of the Pasuk is saying, ba'achad sharecha, that you can't shechte b'chutz. However, Reb Yehuda makes a drosha, Leisucha lizbeach es ha-Pesach ba'achad, meaning that you can't shech the Korban Pesach for just one person, and therefore there has to be at least a second person, there has to be a shutif, and therefore it's not shech to make a tzmura, because you can't make a tzmura by a Korban of shutfin. Now the Tosis Hashanim, as well as the Tosis Harosh, the Tosis Hashanim is printed on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph in most Gemaras, they ask Akasha, what's the Havamina to explain the Braisa by a Korban Pesach? The Lashon of the Braisa is Noig B'tzibur Kibayochid, that's the Gersa that they had in the Braisa. The Braisa is being mechadish that it's not only noig by a yochid, it's even noig by a tzibur, as opposed to a korban tmura, which is only noig by yochid and not by a tzibur. And if so, they asked, what does it mean that it's noig by a tzibur and a yochid? What's a korban pesach by tzibur? What's a korban pesach by yochid? And they continue, maybe you'll say a korban pesach by yochid means a pesach sheni, because the tzibur is not nidcha to pesach sheni. So a korban b'tzibur would mean the Pesach Rishon, and korban b'yochid would mean the Pesach Sheni, yechidim are nidcha to Pesach Sheni. They said it can't be, because then the Lashon of the Braisa, noig b'tzibur ki b'yochid is mashma, the chiddush is not only yochid, even tzibur. But here, by korban Pesach, the ikur is Pesach Rishon. The ikur is korban tzibur. It wouldn't be shaykh that Lashon, noig b'tzibur ki b'yochid. So on this they answer that according to Shitas Reb Nosson, who holds in the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Ayin Ches, Kol Yisrael Yoytzen BePesach Echad, the entire Klal Yisrael could bring one Korban Pesach, even though not everyone's going to get a Kezayis. Reb Nosson holds that Achila is not Ma'akiv. Then you could explain the Lashon of the Braisa, Noig B'tzibur Kibayochid, that it's not only Noig B'yochid, meaning when everyone has an Achila from the Korban Pesach, it's Noig also B'tzibur, when all of Klal Yisrael brings one Korban Pesach, and not everyone has enough to eat from, still it's a kosher Korban Pesach, because Achila is not Ma'akiv. Now it's interesting, the Ritva asks this same Kasha, what does it mean, V'noyig B'tzibur Kibayochid, how could we possibly explain the Braisa by Korban Pesach? However, he asks this Kasha, Behemshech, when the Gemara has a Havmina to say that the Braisa is talking about a Pesach Sheni. When the Gemara asks, V'noyigmo B'Pesach Sheni, the Ritva asks, if it's talking about a Pesach Sheni, what would it mean, V'noyig B'tzibur Kibayochid? A tzibur can't bring a Pesach Sheni. The din is that a tzibur, if most of Klal Yisrael is Tamei, they're not nidchet to bring the Pesach Sheni. So what would it mean, v'noig b'tzibur kibayochid? And he gives the same teretz, tzibur would mean when there's not enough for everyone to have an achila, that would be called tzibur. However, the shaila is, why is it that the Ritva did not ask his kasha earlier? As soon as the Gemara asked that we should say the Braisa is talking about Korban Pesach, how would you understand noig b'tzibur kibayochid? And it's mashma that the Ritva would then understand that tzibur means a Korban Pesach is called a tzibur when it's babik nufyo, like the Gemara says behemshech. That a Korban Pesach is called a Korban tzibur because it's babik nufyo. However, a Pesach Sheni, the Gemara says, is called a Korban Yochid because the Tzibur does not bring a Pesach Sheni. However, how would the Ritva understand what does it mean Noig B'Tzibur Kibbe Yochid? When is the Korban Pesach called a Korban Tzibur and when is it called a Korban Yochid? So that would still need a Hesber why the Ritva did not ask his Kash in the beginning of the Gemara. But Hakaponim, the Rishonim are Mevur that a Korban Pesach could be called a Korban Tzibur when there's not enough Basar for everyone to eat, and a Korban Yochid when there is enough Basar for everyone to eat. Now, in the Teretz of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Kasovar ein sheichten ha-pesach ala yochid, since you need at least two people to be shutfim in the Korban Pesach, so it's not Isa Tmura, the Rishash over here asks a very strong question, and the number of Achreinim attempt to pose Tirutzin. He asks, what does it mean ein sheichten ha-pesach ala yochid? It means at the time of the Shechita, there has to be at least two menuyim, two people who are members of the Korban, if not, the Korban is possible. However, one person can buy the Korban Pesach, he becomes the first Bailim, the first Monoi on the Korban, and then later on, another person can join as long as at the time of the Shechita, there are at least two members. And if so, once one person bought the Korban, he's the sole Bailim of this Korban, at that moment, why should he not be able to do a Tmura? In the end, before the Shechita, there has to be another Shutif, but there could originally be just one owner, and at that moment, since he's the only owner, there's no reason he shouldn't be able to do a Tmura. So what does the Gemara mean that there's no way to do Tmura on a Korban Pesach because ein sheichten ha-pesach ala yochid? This is the Rishash's Kasha. Now in the Sefer Tal Teira from Rav Meir Arik, he says the Kasha is not shver bechlal, and he says because since the din is ein sheichten ha-pesach ala yochid, so originally, the Korban is destined to have a second owner to be a Korban of Shutfim. He quotes the Gemara in Psachim Daf Tzadik Tesom in Aleph, which says a similar concept, Meikara Lemnuye Achrini Koi. Originally, the Korban is destined to have a second Shutif. And therefore, all along, the din is that it's not Isa Tmura. It's considered a Korban Shutfim all along. Now, in the Sefer Chukas Hayoim on Yuma, he quotes this Teretz, and he asks Akasha on this Teretz of the Tal Teira. He asks from the Rabbeinu Chananel earlier on Daf Nun Amud Beis, which we saw then. The Gemara over there is talking about the Safik if the Par Kohen Gadol is Oisa Tmura. And the Gemara explained the two Tzadim are, what is the Chelik of the other Kohenim in this Korban? Do we call it a Kapara Mikufya or a Kapara Mikviyusa? Is there a Chelik a Kviyus or is it only Mikufya? Rabbeinu Chananel explained the two Tzadim are, do we say that the other Kainim had a chilek all along, from the moment the Korban is Hukdash, they're considered the Miskaprim of this Korban together with the Kohen Gadol, or Mikufya Miskapra, Rabbeinu Chananel explains, that they only get their chilek at the time of Hakofa, at the time the Kohen Gadol does video on the par, at that moment they become Miskaprim as well. And Eina Chanami, from that moment on, from the time of video, it's poshut that the Kohen Gadol cannot do Tmura, because it's a Korban Shutfim. The shaila just is, if he does a tmura before the vidui, do we say that it's only the Kohen Gadol's Korban, he's the only miskaper, and it's oisa tmura? Or do the other kainim have a chelik all along, and it's considered a Korban shutfim? And the Chukas Hayoim asks, why is this any different to the way the Tal Teira explained that a Korban Pesach is considered a Korban shutfim, even though it's possible to belong to just one bailim, since in the end we know that it has to eventually belong to more than one bailim, so it's considered a Korban shutfim all along and it's not Isa Tmura? Here we should say the same thing. Even though originally the Kohen Gadol is the only miskaper, but we know all along that eventually there'll be more miskaperim, the other kainim will get a chelik in it at the time of Vidui, so it should be considered a Korban Shutfim all along, and it should be poshut that it's not Isa Tmura. What's the chilik between this Korban of the Kohen Gadol and the Korban Pesach? So the Chukas Hayoim says that we could explain a chilik as follows. By the Par Kohen Gadol, the Seder HaDvarim, the normal procedure is that the Kohen Gadol buys it, and he's considered the sole miskaper of this Korban, and the other Kohenim, they only get a chilik, they're considered miskaperim from the Shas Vidui. This is what the Gemara holds on the side of Mikufya Miskapra. So since the intention is that there should be a point in time when the Kohen Gadol is the only Miskaper, then there's a svar that at that moment he should be able to do Tmura. This is considered a Korban Yochid at that time. Mashenkin by Korban Pesach, the Torah says that the Korban Pesach has to belong to a few Menuyim. There has to be a few Miskaprim of this Korban. So even though Eina Chanami, they don't have to buy it at the same moment. One person can buy it, and in Echanami at that moment he'll be the only miskaper, it will be a carbon yachid. But nevertheless, since the intention of the Torah is that this carbon should be a carbon of shutfim, so all along it's considered a carbon shutfim and it's not a tmura. The Torah never meant that it should bedafka belong to one person at any point in time, and therefore it's always considered a carbon of shutfim. Now the Chazon Ish, he addresses this kasha as well. The Chazon Ish is in Tmura Simin Lamed Hey Sif Katan Yud Beis. He's talking about over there the Mishnah in Psachim Tadik Vav Amed Beis, which discusses what does one do with a Tmura's Pesach. What kind of hakrava does a Tmura of a carbon Pesach have? And the Chazon Ish discusses how is it shayich a Tmura's Pesach. And he says, L'chor, you have to say it's talking about a carbon Pesach where there's only one monui, only one bailam of it. However, he continues, what about according to Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't sheichin es ha-pesach al yochid, how is it possible to have a tmuras pesach? And he says, l'chor, you have to say, the case is talking about, where first one person was nimne, there was only one by them so far, and before anyone else was mitztarif, he made a tmura. So it's possible to have a tmuras pesach, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, he continues, and he quotes our Gemara, he says, the Gemara, Yuma Nun Aleph, is mevur that according to Yehuda, there's no way to have a Tmuras Pesach. And he continues, he says, L'chayr, it's shver to say that the Mishnah in Psachim, which discusses what to do with the Tmuras Pesach, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because we find Shitas Rabbi Yeshua over there, and Shitas Rabbi Akiva, these are the Rabbeim of Rabbi Yehuda. And it's shver to say that Rabbi Yehuda argued on his Rabbeim and held that there's no such a thing b'chlal of a Tmuras Pesach. So the Chazon Ish wants to suggest that really ain't a chenami. It is possible to have a Tmuras Pesach, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the case where one person was mafresh the carbon Pesach and he did a Tmura before there was a second Shutif. And the Gemara Bayos that says that the Braisa can't be talking about a carbon Pesach because the carbon Pesach is not Isa Tmura, the Gemara means to say that the Braisa that says, Chaymer b'bezevach b'betmura, that a Zevach is noig b'tzibur kibayachin and is doicha Shabbos v'tumah, that's obviously talking about a carbon Pesach which is roi la'akrova. It already has a few minuyim, and at that moment it's not a Issa Tmura. So that's what the Gemara means. We can't be talking about a Karban Pesach, because at the time a Karban Pesach is kosher and Rei Lakrova, at that moment it's no longer a Issa Tmura. However, the Chazon Ish says that this could be pshat in the Gemara, but Tosfos by us is Mevur not like this. Because Tosfos asks a kasha over here, the top Tosfos, Diber Maskul Nut Mebe Pesach. Tosfos asks, why can't we explain the Braisa is talking about a Karban Pesach? And when the Braisa says that it's Noig B'tzibur Kibayochid and it's Doicha Shabbos V'tumah and it's Oysa Tmura, Enechanami, it's not possible all at the same moment, but it is possible for one carbon to have all of these things. How is that? Even according to the Man Omer, Ein Shechlin HaPesach Al Yochid, so it had to have belonged to a few Menuyim. However, if it's Moshchu Baila Ves Yadehim, if some of the Bailim revoked their Chelek in the carbon Pesach, and then afterwards it became a Moiser Pesach, meaning you weren't makrivit l'maisa on carbon Pesach, it was left over, and the din is that it becomes a shlamim, so at that moment, this one yachid, the remaining bailan, he could be oisa tmura. And the Chazon Ish says, why did Tosfos have to ask that after it becomes a meiser Pesach, it should be oisa tmura? Why did Tosfos just say that once it's moshchui bailam es yadehem, once there's only one person left, so at that moment, he's the only bailam, he should be able to do tmura. And therefore the Chazon Ish says, Tosfos is mashma, that according to the Man Omar, Ein Sheichtem al Yochid, the Karban Pesach can never possibly make a Tmura. Both in the case where he was the first Bailim before anyone else was Mitztarif, or in the case when other people were Mitztarif, but then afterwards they were Mashvas Yadayim. Even though in these cases there's only one Bailim, the Maisa the Din is that it's not Isa Tmura. And therefore the Kashrug of the Chazon Ish comes back, how is it possible that the Mishnah in Psochim, which talks about what to do with a Tmura's Pesach, does not fit according to Behuda? Like the Gemara Bayos is mashmir that according to Yehuda there's no way to make a tzmura on a carbon Pesach. So the Chazon Ish says, L'maisa, there's a different way to answer this kasha, that you could say this shayla about what to do with a tzmura's Pesach is still nageh by a Pesach sheni. It's mevur in Ersugya that even according to the Man Omer, ain't sheichtan a Pesach al yochid, but a Pesach sheni you could. And if so, the mission that discusses what to do with a tzmura's Pesach, according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, would be nageh by a Pesach sheni. Now, as far as the kasha of the Rishash, the teres that the Achrayim seem to go with, is that Ein Echanami, according to Yehuda, that Ein Sheichtan HaPesach Al Yochid, even if he's the only member at this time, still the din is that he can't be Oisa Tmura, because since this carbon is destined to have a Shutif, So even though if at the moment he's the only Bailim, still the din is it's considered a carbon shutif and it's not Oysa Tmura. Now we'll move on to the Gemara in Omer Beis. The Gemara at the top asks a kashuva, typically the Asher Loi Omer Achmano Mishaloi Humevi. The Gemara goes on to bring a Braisa that makes a drosha that the Par Kohen Gadol has to come from the money of the Kohen Gadol, not from the money of the Tzibur, not from the money of the other Kohenim. And the Gemara makes a drosha that this is Likuva. If it doesn't come from the Kohen Gadol's money, it's possible. Now who exactly is this kasha on? Who is the Gemara asking v'tepekle that the power has to belong to the Kohen Gadol? So Rashi says, the Gemara is referring to the Shaila of Rebbe Lozer about Tmura. The Gemara asked, is the Kohen Gadol able to do Tmura on the power Kohen Gadol? Do we say the other Kohenim are miskaper mikufyo, or the miskaper mikivo? On this the Gemara asks, from a braisa that says clearly that the Kohen Gadol has to buy the power, it has to come from his money. And if so, the Gemara assumes that he should definitely be able to do Tmura. On this, the Gemara asks, Vilataymeich, if the Kohen Gadol is the one that buys it, how are the other Kohenim able to be miskaper with it? Elamai the Torah was mafgarit, afgarit rachmana gabei ochiv ha-Kohenim. If so, so hu adin l'gabei Tmura, perhaps the other Kohenim have a chelik b'kfiyusa, and this would prevent the Kohen Gadol from doing Tmura. So that's the way Rashi learns the Shaila, that it's going back on the Shaila of Tmura. And according to the girsa of the brackets, that says Gabi Tmura Nami, so the Gemara is mefurish that this was the Nidin over here. Taisus as well, Taisus in Dibar Maschol, typically he learns the Gemara's Shaila also is Legabi Tmura. However, he has a different pshat in the Mahalach of the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara. He says the Gemara originally asked, typically the Asher Loi Amar Rachmano, the Gemara at that point understood that Asher Loi means that he's the Miskaper. And if so, the other Kohenim are not miskaper b'kfiyusa, akachos are only miskaper mikufya. And if so, the Kohen Gadol should be able to do Tmura. And that the Gemara answers, no, Asher Loi does not mean that he's the only one that's miskaper b'kfiyusa. Asher Loi means he's the one that buys it. And the Gemara brings a braisa that says this, that he's the one that has to buy it. That's what it means, Asher Loi. On this, the Gemara asks, Vila Taimeich, if it's true that the Kohen Gadol is the only one that pays for it, so how is it that the other Kohenim are Bechlal able to be Miskaper with it? The Gemara held that it's totally Zebezeh, the one that buys it is the one that's Miskaper with it. And that the Gemara answers, no, that the Torah was Mafkirit, Afkir Yachmon, Agabi Ochiv HaKohenim, and therefore, even though they didn't buy it, they have a Chelik in the Kapara. And therefore the Gemara had a Shaila, perhaps the Chelik is even considered a Chelik Mikfiyusa, and therefore the Kohen Gadol will not be able to do a Tmura. This is the way the Siach Yitzchak explains Taisvis, that there never was any Havamina that the other Kohenim are not Miskaber Bechlal. There just was a Havamina that they should not be Miskaber Bekviyusa. That's what the Gemara wanted to bring a riot from the Pasuk Asher Loi. The Gemara understood Asher Loi says that the Kohen Gadol is the only one that's Miskaber Bekviyusa. On that, the Gemara's Madchik know that Mishaloi just says who is the one who buys it. And the end, the Gemara says that even though he's the one who buys it, it's Afkir Rachman or the other Kohenim get a Chelik in it, and therefore, perhaps the Chelik is even considered a Chelik Mikfiyusa. Now the Rishash, as well as the Sfasemis over here in the Sugya, they suggest a whole new Mahalach in the Sugya. They quote Rashi, that learns that the Pshat in the Sugya is Legabe the Tzmura, and they say that Rashi's Pshat is Shver. What is the Havmin of the Gemara to bring a Raya from the Pasuk Asher Loi? Which according to Rashi, the Gemara understood the whole time Asher Loi means that he's the one who buys it. And the Gemara still has a Havmina to say that should be a reason that the Kohen Gadol should not be able to do Tmura. And that's very schwer. We knew the whole time that the Nidin, whether the Kohen Gadol could do Tmura or not, is not totally who's the one who buys it. Rather, who's the Miskaper? The Shaila was, are the other Kohenim Miskaper Bikfiyusa or Mikufya? So what was the Havamina to bring a Raya from the Pasuk of Asher Loi, from the fact that the Kohen Gadol buys it, that he should be able to do Tmura? So they want to learn that the Gemara's Kasha, typically the Asher Loi Amar Rachmano, the Gemara is not going back Bechlal about the Shaila of Tmura. The Gemara is going back about a different Shaila. The Gemara's Shaila Memtes Amid Beis, Shachar Umeis, Ma'ushi Yikonis Achar Bedomai. If the Kohen Gadol shechted the Par and then he died, could another Kohen Gadol come and take over? The Gemara Safik was, do we say Par Vafilu Bedomai Shal Par? On this, the Gemara asks over here, what's the tzad of another Kohen Gadol should be able to take over, but he didn't buy it? The din is that the par has to be mishaloi, has to be bought by the Kohen Gadol, and this is liikuva. So the second Kohen Gadol who takes over for the first Kohen Gadol, l'chayr should be poshut that he should not be able to be yotze with this par because it didn't come from his money. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara would mean to ask, that even if the Kohen Gadol died before it was shechted, it should be the same problem. The Gemara in the Safik before was mashpah that the whole shaila is if after it was shechted the Kohen Gadol died. Do we say dam of the par is also called par, but it's mashpah that if you would die before the par was shechted, then it would be pashut that the second Kohen Gadol could take over. What happened to the din of Asher Loi that it has to be bought by that Kohen Gadol? This is the Gemara's kasha. On this, the Gemara answers, Vilataimeich, how could the other Kohenim be neskaper with it if the Kohen Gadol bought it? Elamai the Torah was mafkered and gave it over to the other Kohenim. If so, for the same reason, the new Kohen Gadol, it could be considered Shaloi because the Torah was mafkered and gave it over to him. This is the way the Sfasemes and the Rishash want to learn the Gemara. And the Rishash says, obviously, according to this pshat, the words Gabay Tzmura are in brackets in the Gemara, we'll have to take them out. And the Rishash says that really, these words were added only based on Rashi's Pirush, but they were not part of the original text of the Gemara. And according to their pshat, the Gemara's Shaila had nothing to do with Tzmura, it had to do with the Kohen Gadol Shemes, when another Kohen Gadol wants to take over. Now in the Chedushi Remeir Simcha, Chelik Beis Simen Samach Aleph, he quotes the Rambam, and he says the Rambam is Mefurish that he learned this pshat of the Gemara like the Rishash and the Sfas Emes. The Rambam is in Perek Hay, Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, Par Yom HaKippurim, Afal Pi Shekoyin Gadol Koyne Oysay Mishaloi, Shenemar Par Achatas Asher Loi, Hamokim Hifkir Mimoynei Boi Lechol Ochiv HaKoyanim, Sheilu Loi Hoyo Lehem Boi Shutvis, Loi Hoyo Miskaprim Boi. The Rambam quotes Er Gemara that even though the Kohen Gadol bought the par from his money, the Torah was mafkered and gave it to the other Kohenim, because if not, they would not be able to be miskaper with it. And the Rambam continues, Lefikach, Emes Kohen Gadol, Kohen Kodem Sheyishchet HaPar, HaKohen Sheyimet Tachtov, Einay Mevi Par Acher, El Shoychet Es Shalvishoin. The Rambam says, since this is the din, that the Torah was mafkered the par and gave it over to all Kohenim, so if the Kohen Gadol died before the par was shechted, another Kohen Gadol could come along and shecht it, and it could be considered Asher Loi. The Rambam is clear that the only reason another Kohen Gadol can take over, and it's not a problem of Asher Loi, it's not a problem the fact that a different Kohen Gadol bought it, is based on the fact that the Torah was mafkrit and gave it over to the other Kohenim. And the Aretz Meach says that clearly the Rambam understood this was the kasha of the Gemara. But typically, the Asher Loi Am Rachmana, the Gemara was asking, how could another Kohen Gadol take over for the first Kohen Gadol? It's not Asher Loi. And on this, the Gemara answered that it's not a problem because the Torah was mafkrit and gave it over to the other Kohenim. And the Aretz Meach explains, like we said, that from the Rishash and the Sfas Emes, the Rambam did not want to learn like Rashi, because what was the Havmin of the Gemara, that because of Asher Loi, that should be a reason that the Kohen Gadol should be Eisa Tmura. We know already that the Tzad that a Kohen Gadol cannot do Tmura is because all the Kohenim are Miskaprim, so what was the Havmin of the Gemara? And therefore he says the Rambam learned that the Gemara's Shaila was not Legabe Tmura, it was Legabe another Kohen Gadol taking over, this was the Shekel of Vitaria of the Gemara. And this is why the Rambam paskins, because of the din, that the Torah was mafkir, that's the reason why another Kohen Gadol can take over if the first Kohen Gadol died before Shechibda. In other words, the Rambam saying that if not for this Svara, that the Torah was mafkirit, then even if the Kohen Gadol would have died before Shechibda, it would have been a problem for another Kohen Gadol to take over. Now in the same Rambam he continues, and he says, Ve'enei chatas shemesu ba'leho. The Rambam says that it's also not a problem of chatos shemesu baleho, she'ein chatos harabe meso. This is like the Gemara said on Nun Amid Aleph, that there's theoretically another issue over here, that it should be chatos shemesu baleho, which has to go to miso, and that the Gemara answers that it's a chatos har tzibur. And the Rambam finally finishes, that even if the par was shechted already, shochet es par umeis, koidum sheyichaber bedoma, even there the Rambam says that another Kohen Gadol can take over, hakoin achar nichnas bedam ze umechaber boi, because the Rambam paskins that doma yisho par is also called par. So the Rambam puts in one halacha all these three issues, the three potential problems which might prevent a second Kohen Gadol for taking over for the first Kohen Gadol. The first issue is that he didn't buy it and the par has to be shaloi. On that, the Rambam answers that the Torah was mafkirit. The second issue is that perhaps it should be chatas shemesu baleho, it should get a din chatoyos hamesos. That, the Rambam says, it's a chatas atzibur. And finally, the Rambam says that even if it was shechted already, and the shaloi is domo yishol par, also called par, there also the Rambam paskins that the second Kohen Gadol could take over, and domo yishol par is also called par. Now in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, we have a machlokes tanoim, how many peroichos there were by Bayis Sheni. The Tanakhama describes how the Kohen Gadol went between the two peroichos. He held that there were two. And Yerbeisi argues, Yerbeisi quotes the pasuk, v'hivdilo ha-peroiches lachem bein ha-kodesh u'bein kodesh ha-kodeshim. The pasuk is mashma that there's only one, and Yerbeisi held that even during Bayis Sheni there's only one peroiches. Now the Gemara explains, what is the pshat in Shitas Rabbanan? Why were there two? Because during the Bayis Rishon, the Gemara says, there was amotraxin. There was a wall, the width of an amo, which divided between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. By Bayis Sheni, there was no amotraxin. Rashi explains why, because the height of the Heichal was higher, and a wall one amo wide would not be able to stand. And therefore, they put a Pareiches instead. And the Gemara says that there was a sofik about the Kedusha of this space, this Amma area. Was it like Lefnim? Was it like the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or was it like Lechutz, like the Kodesh? And therefore they had to put two Pareiches. Now we'll see that there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Why exactly was it necessary to have two Pareiches just because of this sofik? Tosis over here, Dibar Maschov Ovid Shtei Pareiches, he asks Akasha, why is it necessary to have two Pareiches? Put one pereiches and make it very thick, the thickness of an amma, the same way the amma traction was one amma thick, and let it divide between the kodesh and the kodesh hakadoshim the same way that the amma traction did. Why was it necessary to have two separate pereiches? And Tosfos explains that the rabbanon held the pasuk that says v'hivdil ha-pereiches lachem bein hakodesh u'bein kodesh hakadoshim. The pasuk means that the pereiches has to divide between the kodesh and the kodesh hakadoshim in a way that the outer edge of the Pareiches was in the Kodesh, and the thickness of the Pareiches itself was in the area of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, Tosfos says, if you would make one Pareiches, the thickness of an Amma, and put it where the Amma Traksin was, then possibly the area of the Amma Traksin, that Amma, is really part of the Kodesh. And it will turn out that the thickness of the Pareiches was in the Kodesh, and it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Pareiches is supposed to divide in a way that only the outer edge is the Kodesh and the rest of the Pareiches is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Tosfos continues, even though during the Bayis Rishon the Amma Traksin was in that same Amma, so why is this any different? Why can't the Pareiches be in that same spot? And Tosfos says the Amma Traksin was Al Pi HaDibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that's where it belonged. But once you did not do an Amma Traksin anymore, you did a Pareiches, then already you have to follow, like the Pasuk says, the Pasuk which is really talking about the Mishkan. The Torah is telling us how the Pareiches was in the Mishkan, but once in the Bayis Sheni you did a Pareiches as well, then already you have to follow that Pasuk, that the Pareiches has to divide in this specific way, that only the outer edge is in the Kodesh, and the thickness of the Pareiches itself is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore Tosfos says you do two Pareiches, and one of them, the outer one, is placed on the eastern side, the Mizrach side, of that Amma, in a way that only the outer edge is in the Kodesh, the rest of it is in within that Amma, and therefore on the Tzad, that the Amma is Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then the Pareiches is in the right place, only the outer edge is in the Kodesh, and the thickness is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the second Pareiches he put at the other end of the Amma, the western side of this Amma, in a way that only the outer edge is within the space of the Amma Traksin, and the rest of it, the thickness, is within the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, if really this Amma is the Kodesh, so this is the correct Pareiches, this is the Pareiches which the outer edge is in the Kodesh, and the rest of it is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then Tosfos concludes, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi that says that there was only one Pareiches, how does he explain this pasuk of Vihivdila Pareiches ben Kodesh to Kodesh HaKadoshim? And Tosfos in the first Mahalach says that he holds Einachanami that the Pareiches was a thickness of an Amma, it filled that entire space. And even though Rabbi Yossi also could possibly hold that that area was a Sofik, whether it was the Kodesh or the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but according to Rabbi Yossi, we don't really care if the thickness of the Pareiches was in the area of Kodesh or Kodesh HaKadoshim. All that we care is that on one side of the Pareiches should be the Chalal of the Kodesh, and the other side should be the Chalal of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So since the Pareiches filled that entire Amma, so definitely to the east of the Pareiches was the Chalal of the Kodesh, and to the west was the Chalal of Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that is Mekayim, the purpose of the Pareiches. That's the first pshat of Tosfos. The second pshat of Tosfos, Tosfos holds that really according to Rabbi Yossi, it was not one Amma thick. And Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not a Sofik. What kind of Kedusha this Amma had? Rabbi Yossi held that it's Kelufnim. This Amma had the Kedusha of Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore you place the Pareiches on the outer edge of this Amah, the eastern side, and therefore the Pareches is placed in a way that only the outer edge is in the Kodesh and the thickness is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now the Mashah and the Gvur Sari both point out that really Tosfos could have said his Teretz the exact opposite. He could have said that the Pasuk is Mashma that the thickness of the Pareches has to be B'Kodesh. In other words, the Pareches has to be placed in a way that the inner edge, the side towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is exactly by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the thickness is in the area of the Kodesh. And that would also require two Pareches, so that Memana Shech, you'll definitely have one of them with the inner side, meaning the western side, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the thickness of the Pareches in the Kodesh. However, the Mashah says, perhaps Tosfos understood from the Pasuk otherwise. The Pasuk is Mashma, that the thickness of the Pareches has to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Al Kaponim, the Teretz really theoretically would have worked, even if it would have been the other way around, that the thickness of the Pareches was supposed to be in the Kodesh, not the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now the Siach Yitzchak points out further, that according to Tosfos, there was not really an empty space of an Amo. The Lashon of the Mishma is Mashma, Ubeineim Amo, that there was an open area of the Amo. According to Tosfos, there really was not a full Amo open. According to Tosfos, the thickness of the outer Pareches, the eastern Pareches, was within this space of the Amo. So there really was slightly less than an Amo open area between the two Pareches. And he points out that Rashi is Mashma not like that. Rashi on the Mishnah, Dibur Masl Ubeineim Avir Amo, that's Mashma that there was a full Amo of airspace between the two Pareches. Meaning that according to Rashi, the thickness of both Pareches were not within this Amo, unlike Shitas Tosfos. Now, Akoponim, the Iker Yisoid we see from Tosfos, that the reason there had to be two Pareches is because we're not sure where the Pareches is supposed to be located. So you needed two to make sure that one of them is in the right location. And therefore, Enechanami, there would be a suffix, which is the real Pareches? Which of these two is actually serving the role that the Torah describes the Pareches is supposed to do? Now the Tosfos Yishonim clearly learns a different mahalach why it was necessary to have two Pareches. He asks a kash over here, it's printed on Nun Bezom and Aleph, Dibar Maschel Mesafkalei, and he asks a kasha, why was it necessary to have two? Bishlama, he says, it was necessary to have the one on the outer one, on the eastern side of the Amo, because perhaps this Amo really has the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and maybe a Kohen might unintentionally go into this Amo and he'll be Chayiv Misa. He'll come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim unnecessarily. So you can't possibly put it on the other side, on the western side. However, he asks, why can't we just have one, just the eastern one? What chashash could there possibly be if there's an extra Amo in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? If this Amo really is supposed to be Kodesh, and it's on the other side of the Pareches, it's inward, what harm could this possibly do? And he answers that there is a chashash, that perhaps the Kohen Gadol, when he goes lifnai lifnim, to be makter the Keteres bein habadim, he'll put the Keteres down on the floor, right next to the Pareches, and he thinks that this is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and in truth, this one Amo is part of the Kodesh, and he's not being makter the Keteres in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he explains because the Keteres has to be bein habadim, and the badim reached all the way to the Pareches, and they even stuck out somewhat from the Pareches, so the Kohen Gadol will think that this is part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he'll put it in this area of Bein HaBadim, and in truth, this one Amo is really part of the Kodesh. And therefore it was necessary to have a second Pareches, an inner Pareches as well, and this way the questionable Amo is contained within the two Pareches, and there's no chashash that anyone will treat it, neither as part of the Kodesh and unintentionally go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or as part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and by mistake be makter the Keteres in the area which is really Kodesh. And really, this is the Mashmois of Rashi as well. Rashi in Dibur Maschel, V'ovod, Shtei Pareches, Rashi says, Likleit Beineihem Avir Mokim HaMechitza, to contain within the two Pareches this one questionable Amo. The Mashmois is that we want that this Amo should not mistakenly be treated not as the Kodesh and not as the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now in the Sefer Migdash David, Simen Aleph, Sif Katan Hei, he points out that there's a very fundamental Machlekes between Tosfos and the Tosfos Yishonim. According to Tosfos, the reason why we needed two Pareches is because we had to make sure that the Pareches is in the proper location. And therefore we needed two, one at each end of the Amo, which was questionable. However, according to the Tosfos Yishonim, the Mashmais is that really you could have put a Pareches at either end. You would have been yotzei the mitzvah, that which the Torah says, that there must be a pareches placed between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Anywhere within this Amo would have been yotzei that din. And the only reason we needed two pareches is, like we explained, since it was questionable what kind of Kedusha it had, if it would only be one pareches, a possible takola could come about. Tosis was not really concerned about any takola, because Tosis had a possible idea that we should make the pareches one Amo thick. If that was done, then we would not have any possible takola which the Tosis Lishonim describes. And therefore Tosis explained a different pshat why we needed two pareches, to make sure the pareches was in the proper location. Now the truth is, this is a ha'ara on the Tosis Lishonim. Why did he not think of this possibility of making the pareches one amma thick, and that would take care of any possible takola? Perhaps he held that this was impractical, it was easier to make two separate pareches. Now the Mikdash David asks Akasha on Tosfos, the Gevurah Sari makes this point as well, that Bishlamo, according to the Tosfos Hashanim, both of the pareches were kosher, they were roi to serve as the pareches that the Torah describes, so the hazois that were done, and that had to be done on Yom Kippur, on the pareches, were done on the outer pareches, and with this you mekayim the din hazoh. However, according to Tosfos, there's really a sofik which is the correct pareches. And if the Torah says you have to do hazor on the pareches, and you do it on the outer pareches, and the truth is the real pareches is the inner one, you're not mekayim the din of hazor. You're maza on the wrong pareches. And the Mikdash David says the truth is this is totally in the machlokes, the Bavli and Yerushalmi, how exactly the hazois were done. The Bavli later on, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, says that when you're maza on the pareches, you were not actually maza on the pareches itself, rather towards the pareches, but the dam did not reach the pareches. However, the Yerushalmi brings the machlokes about this, whether the dam touched the pareches or not. So the Mikdash David and the Gevurah Sari point out that according to this shita, that the dam has to touch the pareches, how were you able to do the hazor according to Tosfos on the outer pareches? Maybe that's not the correct pareches. Now the truth is, even the Bavli later on in Daf Nun Zayin brings the sheet of Rabbi Lozer ben Rabbi Yisi. He says that Ani Reisi Bereimi. He says that he saw the pareches in Rome, and there were tipei dam from the parvisor shel Yom Kippurim. He saw drops of dam from the parvisor Yom Kippur, and he holds that you do have to be maza on the pareches itself. So perhaps he held like his father Rabbi Yisi in the Mishnah that enichnam there really was only one pareches, but according to the Tanakama, the way Tosfos learns that there were two. And only one of them was the real pareches. So if you're mazah towards the outer pareches, the only way we could say that you're yotzei the din hazah is if you hold like the shita that the hazois dam don't really have to reach the pareches, they just have to be nizrak towards the pareches. This is the ha'ara of the Mikdash Tovin and the Gevurah Sari. And the Gevurah Sari adds, don't say that you're mazah on the inner pareches as well, because we can't allow the Kohen Gadol to come in again in this Amo. Perhaps he's coming into the Kodesh HaKadoshim shelo l'tzarech. Now the Mikdash David leaves off with this kasha on Tosfos that it doesn't seem to fit with the Yerushalmi. The Gevurah Sari later on Daf Nun Daled Omer Aleph, seems to say such a svara that perhaps according to Tosfos, the two pareches were actually considered as one. He doesn't explain exactly what he means. It seems like he's saying that even though there were two separate pareches, but a hazah on the outer one would be considered a good hazah. We would look at both of them as one big pareches, and even if the inner pareches is actually the correct one, it would be enough to be mekayim, the din hazah. However, lemaisa, it's not so clear what he means to say. Now, in the Sefer Zichron She'eris Yosef, he also discusses this kasha, where were you mazah according to Tosfos? How could you be mazah on the outer pareches? Maybe that's not the correct pareches. And he quotes the Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin that the dam does not have to actually reach the pareches, and therefore it wouldn't be an issue. However, he asks a different kasha. He says, what would you do by the par helam dover? The pasuk by the par helam dover, which also needed hazois on the pareches, there the Torah says, v'hiza sheva pomim lefnei Hashem es pnei ha-pareches. There the Torah says, mefurish, that the hazois have to be right in front of the pareches. And therefore, if there's a second pareches, an outer pareches, which is separating and blocking the inner pareches, and actually the inner pareches is the real pareches, then you're not being mekayim the pasuk, which says that the hazois have to be lifnei ha-pareches. And he says, bishlamo by Yom Kippur, the lashon of the pasuk just is, v'chein yaseh le'oil moed. The Torah just says that you have to hazois in the oil moed, and the Gemara explains that means towards the pareches. But by the par helam dover, the pasuk says clearly it has to be lifnei ha-pareches. How could you be mekayim that if there's another pareches, an outer one, which is blocking? Now in the Sefer Chukas Hayoyim on Yuma, he's Meirich about this Kasha. He wants to suggest that perhaps min b'minoi einei choytetz, the outer pareichas, since it's the same min, it's made identically to the inner pareichas, the real one, that would not be considered a chatzitza, and it could still be called pnei ha-pareichas. Now again, as we said before, these kashas, both the kasha according to the Yushalmi, that the Hazois Hadam has to reach the pareichas, and the other kasha from the Par Helam Dover, that Hazois has to be in front of the pareichas, these are only according to Taisvis, these kashas. But according to the Taisvis Ishonim, that both pareichas really are roi to be mekayim the din pareichas, so a hazah on the outer pareichas, or in front of the outer pareichas, would definitely be a good hazah. However, there are other kashas that the Achronim point out on the Taisvis Ishonim. Firstly, the Gvur Sari asks, what does the Taisvis Ishonim mean that there's a chash that the Kohen Gadol might be makdir the k'tiris on the amo, which is really the Kodesh and not the Kodesh HaKadoshim? He says the Kohen Gadol was makdir the k'tiris next to the Arin. And during Bayis Sheni, the Mishnah says later on, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, that there was an Evan Shesia, and the Kohen Gadol was makdir the k'tiris on top of that Evan Shesia, and that was where the Arin was. The Arin was in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's plenty of space between the Pareches and the Arin. So what's the chash that the Kohen Gadol might put the k'tiris on that one questionable Amo? This is the Gvura Sabi's Kasha. However, if we take a look at the Ritva says very similar to the Taisis Ishonim, but it is one small difference when he says the Chshash, that the Kohen Gadol might mistake this one Amma as part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and really it's part of the Kodesh, he doesn't say that the Kohen Gadol will be makter the Ketaris over there. Rather, he says he'll stand there and do the Hazois Bein Habadim from that place. He'll think he's standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and really he's standing in the Kodesh. Now perhaps according to the Ritva, the kasha of the Gvura Sari is not so shver. Enoch and Ami were not chayshers that he's going to be makter the k'tiris on that amo, which turns out is really part of the kodesh. However, he might stand on that amo while he's being mazad bein habadim, and it will turn out he's standing in the kodesh, he's not standing in the kodesh hakodoshim. Now the Mikdash David asks another kasha, and this is a much more basic kasha on the Taisis Ishonim. The Gvura Sari alludes to this svara as well. Now, what is the pshat? How could the Taisis Ishonim possibly hold that either Pareiches is good, either Pareiches is roi for the Pareiches that the Torah refers to? The Pasuk says clearly, V'hivdil ha-Pareiches bein ha-Kodesh u'bein Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Pareiches must divide between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if this one Amo really ends up as the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you put the Pareiches on the western end of this Amo, the side so closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Pareches is not actually dividing between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Both sides of it are actually the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Or the opposite, if you put the Pareches on the eastern side, closer to the Kodesh, and it turns out really that the questionable Amo is also part of the Kodesh, then the Pareches is not dividing between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Both sides of this Pareches are actually part of the Kodesh. How could the Taisis Ishanim, as well as the Taisis Arosh and the Ritva, they all seem to hold that putting the Pareches anywhere in this one Amo would serve the purpose of the Pareches? Taisis, as we said, held that it's Pashut that you can't do such a thing. You can't put a Pareches anywhere in the Amo. The whole Tzad of Taisis to make one Pareches is only to put a Pareches a full Amo thick. This way it will definitely divide between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the Taisis Ishanim understood that even a thin Pareches, if it's anywhere in this Amo, it would serve the purpose of the Pareches. This is something which needs Hesber. Now perhaps we could explain as follows, that really the Gemara later on, on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, says that the area of the Heichal was supposed to be 40 Amos long. The area of the Dvir, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was supposed to be 20 Amos long. And the Gemara says this questionable Amo, the Amo Traxin, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was really not counted in the cheshbon of the 40 and not in the cheshbon of the 20. In other words, the total Heichal was really 61 Amos. There was 40 Amos in the Kodesh, 20 in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and an additional Amo of the Amo Traxin. And when we said that the Amo is questionable whether it's the Kodesh or the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it doesn't mean whether it's counted as part of the 40 of the Kodesh or counted as part of the 20 of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's definitely an additional Amo which is not counted in either cheshbon. And the suffix just is, what is the status of this Amo? Does it have the Kedusha of Kodesh, or does it have the Kedusha of Kodesh HaKadoshim? That's the suffix of the Gemara. Now the Shaila is, Bishlma, during the Migdash Rishon, this Amo was taken up by the Amo Traxin, so we understand, it was necessary to have a wall there, the wall was an Amo thick, and it wasn't counted in the Cheshbon of the 40, nor in the Cheshbon of the 20. However, in the Bais Sheni, when they did not make an amatraxin, they put one pereches and it was thinner than an amo. Why was it necessary to leave a full amo between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, an additional amo? If the pereches, for example, was only one tefach wide, so maybe we should make the entire heichal 60 amos and one tefach, 40 amos of the Kodesh, one tefach the thickness of the pereches, and 20 amos the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How do we know that there has to be an additional amo between the 40 of the Kodesh and the 20 of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Chayra, only in the Bais Rishon it was necessary to have this amo because that's how much the wall took up. And we see from here, know that there was a din dafka, that there has to be an amo space between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It seems this is part of a kol b'ksav miyad Hashem alai hiskil, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David the measurements. This was included in the measurements that there's supposed to be an amo in between. And the Gemara has a suffix, what kind of status this amo had, was it Kodesh or Kodesh HaKadoshim? So even if they would put a thin pereches, there would still be an amo in between, not included in the 40 or in the 20, which had a questionable status. And if so, we could explain that there was a din, that this amo was the place where the pereches, the divider, was supposed to be located. And anywhere in this amo, it's considered that it's dividing between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's definitely 40 amos to the east of it, which is Kodesh, and 20 amos to the west of it, which was Kodesh HaKadoshim. And if so, the pereches is serving its purpose. It's the purpose of the pereches is to divide between the 40 amos of Kodesh and the 20 amos of Kodesh HaKadoshim. So even though Einach Nami, it could be this pereches, both sides of it have the Kedusha of Kodesh HaKadoshim. If, for example, you would put this pereches inward to the western side of this questionable amo, and really it turns out that this amo is Kodesh HaKadoshim, so both sides of the pereches have the Kedusha of Kodesh HaKadoshim, but nevertheless it's still considered dividing between the 40 amos of Kodesh and the 20 amos of Kodesh HaKadoshim. The purpose of the pereches is not to divide between space that has Kedusha of Kodesh and space that has Kedusha of Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rather, its purpose is to divide between the 40 amo area that the Torah says, which are the measurements of the Kodesh, and the 20 amo area, which is the measurement of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This pereches is definitely doing this. As long as it's anywhere in this one amo, it will turn out that the Kodesh, the 40 amos of the Kodesh is to the east, and the 20 amos of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is to the west. Therefore, the Tosfos Hashanim holds that anywhere in this one amo is roi for the pereches. And like he explains, the only reason we needed two pereches is because of possible takala, which could come out if there was only one pereches.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.